This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Let's Talk Opportunity is the theme for the 2011 Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leaders Conference, scheduled for January 28th through 30th at the Crown Plaza in Springfield. This year, there will be three educational tracks: production agriculture, professional development, and family life. Keynote speakers are Damian Mason, Humor for the Heart of Agriculture, and Matt Scramlin, AFBF Director of Leadership Development. Attendees will also be able to attend two panel discussions of their choice to hear about issues currently impacting all facets of the ag industry, as well as be able to ask questions of the panelists. In addition to the workshop sessions and speakers, the IFB Young Leader Committee has planned educational classes for children who are in attendance. The classes include Wings of Wonder Avion Rescue, Firefighter Safety, Illinois Ag in the Classroom Make and Take, and Look, It's a Whatchamajig. The programs are open to registered children of attendees from the ages of 4 to 12 years of age. The cost of the conference for adults is $74 for Saturday only, $24 for Sunday only, or $98 for both days. For children 4 through 12 years, the cost is $34 for Saturday, $12 for Sunday, or $46 for both days. To register for the conference, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. Conference registration deadline is January 18th. Different Reasons, Same Road, Farming and Politics and Alliances, Oh My, is the theme for the 2011 Illinois Farm Bureau Governmental Affairs Leadership Conference, scheduled for February 23rd through 24th at the Crown Plaza in Springfield. With 2 days of general sessions and workshops, you will travel the road to where you want to be by exploring new partnerships that can help bring new wisdom, heart, and courage to the issues that impact your family and farm. The Governmental Affairs Leadership Conference workshop sessions will focus on a number of issues, including rural development, transportation, environment, and legislative issue updates, just to name a few. Again, this year, you'll see firsthand what happens when hundreds of farmers, just like you, partner together on issues during the statewide legislative reception on Wednesday evening. You'll have the opportunity to visit exhibits relating to public policy issues, organizational issues and programs, and Illinois Farm Bureau tools available to you as a Farm Bureau member. The cost of the conference is $50 for Wednesday only, $30 for Thursday only, or $70 for both days. To register for the conference or to obtain additional information, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. There have been three significant developments with regard to Asian carp issues recently. First, in early December, the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois ruled against the state of Michigan and others who were seeking a preliminary injunction intended eventually to physically isolate Lake Michigan waters from any Mississippi River and Illinois River waters to the serious detriment of inland navigation. Michigan's Attorney General has announced his decision to appeal the district court's ruling. Second, the Obama administration announced a new $47 million initiative involving, among other things, 13 new projects to combat Asian carp migration into the Great Lakes. Third, both the House-passed long-term CR and the Senate version of the Omnibus Appropriations Bill contains similar language expanding the Secretary of the Army's authority to the Asian carp control measures. Republican members have been named to the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee that will be chaired by Representative John Mica of Florida. The committee will deal with a number of transportation issues vital to Farm Bureau, and Mica plans to complete work on the highway bill by August. Democrats have yet to name Transportation and Infrastructure Committee members for the new Congress in 2011, although Representative Nick Rahal of West Virginia was elected by fellow House Democrats as ranking Democrat on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. The Republican members are Lou Barletta of Pennsylvania, Larry Buckshon of Indiana, Chip Kravick of Minnesota, Rick Crawford of Arkansas, Jeff Denham of California, Blake Ferenthold of Texas, Stephen Fincher of Tennessee, Bob Gibbs of Ohio, Frank Genta of New Hampshire, Richard Hanna of New York, Andy Harris of Maryland, Jamie Herrera of Washington, Randy Holtgren of Illinois, Jeff Landry of Louisiana, James Langford of Oklahoma, Billy Long of Missouri, Tom Reed of New York, Jim Renacci of Ohio, Tim Scott of South Carolina, and Daniel Webster of Florida. The mid-November update on short-line railroads was positive. In many cases, car loadings were up more than 10% and as much as 35% in a few cases compared with 2009 levels. While that's a great improvement over the prior year, the consensus appears to be that the economy, and by extension the railroads, will recover more gradually than the industry would like. In November's election, Wisconsin and Ohio voters elected governors who pledged to stop their state's high-speed rail projects. That despite the fact that they had won $1.2 billion in federal stimulus grants for high-speed rail projects. Earlier this month, the FRA announced that the $1.195 billion in federal HSR funding dedicated to Ohio and Wisconsin will be redirected. It will now be used to support projects in the following states: California up to $624 million, Florida up to $342.3 million, Washington State up to $161.5 million, Illinois up to $42.3 million, New York up to $7.3 million, Maine up to $3.3 million, Massachusetts up to $2.8 million, Vermont up to $2.7 million, Missouri up to $2.2 million, Wisconsin up to $2 million, Oregon up to $1.6 million, North Carolina up to $1.5 million, Iowa up to $309,080, and Indiana up to $364,980. This is in addition to the $1.2 billion Illinois received in the first round of federal HSR stimulus funding, now being spent in replacing rails and ties between Chicago and St. Louis. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.